Listen to part of a conversation between a student and a research coordinator.
Yes, can I help you?
Yes. I'm here about that announcement on the bulletin board, about your needing participants in an experiment.
Okay. We have several doctoral projects needing participants. Which one in particular are you interested in?
Oh, I didn't realize there was more than one. The one I saw was about a food experiment. One about how food affects mood.
Oh, that's Kenny's experiment. Yeah. Can I ask you some questions? Personal ones, to see if you meet the requirements?
Sure. Why not?
First, are you diabetic or do you have any allergies to any common foods or food additives?
No, not that I know of.
Okay. Are you currently on any type of diet or taking any medication?
No. These are the questions on the notice that's on the bulletin board, aren't they?
Yeah, but we have to go through all of them with volunteers, because some people don't read the notices carefully and really aren't suitable for the experiment. Oh, we also need you to sign an agreement of participation, stating that you've understood all the requirements and are willing to take part in the study.
Okay, that makes sense.
Are you suffering from any cold, flu, or respiratory problems?
Well, not this week.
Oh, okay. If you do come down with a cold next week while the experiment's going on, we would like you to notify us and drop out.
Okay, that sounds reasonable.
Have you ever been diagnosed with an eating disorder?
No.
Okay, now let me explain what we need you to do. You're not supposed to eat anything in the morning before coming into the lab. That's the pharmacology lab on the second floor of the red brick building behind the student center. So, every morning, all next week, you're to come to the lab for breakfast.
Great.
And you are expected to eat it, whether you like the breakfast or not.
It won't be too strange, will it? Like pickled onions or grasshoppers?
No, there won't be anything like that. Now, where was I?
Eating all my breakfast, whether I like it or not.
Oh, right. Breakfast will consist of the normal things, like eggs or cereal. Different each day, though. After breakfast, you'll be given some tests that look at your responses to certain interactive stimuli on a computer. Then you're free to go. But we need you back about 2 hours later for a snack. And you're not supposed to have any outside snacks before coming back for our snack. The snacks are yogurt or nuts, candy bars, potato chips, typical snacks, really, followed by some more interactive tests.
Okay. Sounds fun.
Yeah, I've volunteered for it myself. Now, let's look at the schedule. It's very important that you can make all the sessions.
Does it have to be exactly the same time every morning? That could be a problem for me.
No. Yeah. I mean, you can have breakfast at a different time every day, but the snack has to be 2 hours after the breakfast. We've tried to set times so participants could have breakfast before going off to class and get back for the snack.
Oh, okay. Yes, I can fit into your schedule times every day.
Great. Can you mark the times that you'll be coming on this schedule? And, oh, sign this consent form.
Sure.
Now get ready to answer the questions. You may use your notes to help you answer. 30. Why has the student gone to see the research coordinator? 31. Why does the research coordinator ask the student personal questions? 32. Listen again to part of the conversation. Then answer the question.
Are you suffering from any cold, flu, or respiratory problems?
Well, not this week.
Why does the student say this?
Well, not this week.
33. Which of the following topics does the research coordinator not ask the student about? 34. What example does the research coordinator give of the breakfast that will be provided?